All senses from cooker department, cooking department, medicine department, singing department, we have advanced. How beautiful Singapore has been made. Isn't it so beautiful? Park, children playing everywhere, badminton, tennis, and so on. For this, we take wine. The more happy. You know that? For this, science has been so advanced that if any defect in body, in mind also, they can change. We are advanced in communication and transportation. Very quickly we can go to other countries. And from other countries we can go to South and North Pole as they were. We can see a fish world in Singapore. How they have made beautiful. All kinds of fishes are there. Why? They can change their heart, our hearts also, if defective. So many things have been done only to be happy and to be peaceful in our life. But why suicide now? Where so much advanced? Why suicide? Why the changing wives and husbands? Why? Anyone is not happy and feeling any peace of mind. Why? We should realize we take so many good kinds of dresses. Half naked, you can see in the street. Yes, why? To be happy. But why we are not feeling happy? So, we should have a discussion about this. And in conclusion, this is right. We should try to discover a way, really why or how we can be happy. And what is the need of doing bhajan? Lalita has come. You can come forward. So we are discussing. We are equipped with so much
facility.
And we are making more and more facility. We have made a so much fashion car, and that car becomes to take our life.
Order.
We have made plans, and I heard that day before yesterday a plane was crushed in Bangkok, near Bangkok. In Thailand. And so many persons were killed. They were feeling so happy in traveling this. with a fish, eggs and so many things. But they feel that we are happy by this. So you should very strongly and very gravely, you should
consider.
How we can be really happy? About 5 years ago, Krishna himself came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told, are so many things. Why we should worship Krishna? If we are happy here in this world, having so many facilities, you can say something about it. How we can be happy? And why we are not happy? We are making so many rules and regulations that anyone cannot come from other countries here easily. Why all this? That we should be happy. So what is the need of doing that? All means not so much personal stuff.
Om-jyāra-ti-virā-virasya-jyana-mīrana-śadākaya Chakshūru-nivaritam-yena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. So Srila Gurudeva is pointing out to us the defective nature of this materialistic civilization. Why this material civilization cannot provide real happiness for everyone. Despite the great attempts of all the materialistic scientists who have applied their intelligence for centuries to improve the standard of living within this material world, and have made so many inventions and so many facilities, as Gurudev was pointing out, transportation, communication, all of these scientific advancements have been developed simply so that the human beings can become more happy within this world. But the fact of the matter is that no one has become more happy. In fact, we see the opposite happening. Anyone that has gone to visit places in more third world type countries, just like I've just come from the Philippines. And the Philippines is a kind of third world country where there are many individuals still living in the countryside, living a simple lifestyle, growing their own food, and also taking whatever nature is providing to build their homes, etc. This is the standard throughout most of the undeveloped world. But if we see, if we compare the lifestyle of the individuals living in a city like Singapore to the individuals living in that so-called uncivilized type of surrounding, we see that the persons living in Singapore are less happy, despite the fact they have made so many arrangements. Why? Because they have to work so hard to keep up all of this lifestyle. They have to spend so many hours. Today we were riding in one taxi with taxi driver and talking with him. And we were asking him, many times we were riding in taxis here in Singapore, and asking the taxi driver why you are working so hard. Oh, I have to work very hard. Because otherwise my children will not be able to eat, my family cannot live, I have to provide education for my children. So how many hours you are working? Oh, 12 hours every day I'm driving this taxi. And how many days a week you are doing this? Oh, 7 days a week. Achha. So 7 days a week, and in 1 year, how many weeks you are working? Oh, every week. So then what is the value of all of this work? What is the use of working so very hard simply to get some kind of gratification for the senses? Your whole human life is being spoiled. But those who are living in a so-called uncivilized condition, they're living very happily. They have so many hours of free time every day. They perform some work. They do not have to travel so much distance from their homes, living off the land nearby. So this was the standard of civilization for thousands and thousands of years. And now the whole world has become such that to travel from one country to another, you are requiring to have the sanction of that country to enter into their borders, visa. And they make it so very difficult. The whole world belongs to the creator of the world. Those who have taken birth within this world, they are the children of God. They should be allowed to go anywhere in God's creation, but yet they have made so many borders. And my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, used to say that simply they have developed a barking dog department. Just like every man, sometimes wealthy people, they keep behind their gate some very ferocious dogs, so that if anybody comes near, the dog will bark fiercely and scare them away. So similarly, they have so many departments to scare away people, and giving so many obstructions and difficulties. But this has not created unity within human society. It has only created division. So if human beings want to become happy, if they actually want satisfaction of life, then the only method by which they will be able to achieve this is if they devote themselves to the service of the Supreme Lord, because they are eternal parts and parcels of the Lord. So for this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended within this world with all of his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Svaparashada Sriya Dhamma Saha Avatari. He has come within this world, descended here. He is the most merciful personality. Like Gurudev was telling us last night, that if there is a very wealthy man, and he is noticing that a couple of very low-class persons are arguing somewhere, bickering and quarreling and fighting, this very wealthy man, he will not be so concerned at all about them. He will not become involved in their difficulties, in their problems. So even on that level, even within this mundane plane, we see that such example is there, that a person of higher category will not bother himself to stoop down to the lower category. But yet, in the case of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Lord of all. And he has stooped down, he has not stooped, but he has descended down here within this world for the benefit of the lowest individual within this Kali Yuga. And he has come to actually give them the very greatest thing, the very greatest wealth. So it is actually inconceivable, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So human society simply recognizes this fact, and they take seriously and study the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to take it within their life, then they can actually achieve happiness. Hari.
Why there are so many facilities? But we are not so satisfied by that facility. Again we want more, again we want more. If you are poor, if you are now so much rich, again you want to be more rich. Only wealth will not satisfy you. Then gradually our requirements go high and we are not satisfied. Why? Why we are not satisfied? If we are thinking that we are happy but with one wife, we can have hundreds and thousands of wives, what are they? But will be satisfied? If the ladies are feeling some happiness in one husband, oh, they can make thousand and lakhs of husbands if they are happy in this. But why not all we are satisfied? What is the reason? And how we can be satisfied?
So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about the topic of the dissatisfaction of the people of this world. In this connection, there is an interesting story. Once there was a boy, a very small boy, and he was playing on the bank of a river, and he saw something moving around in the water, and thought, oh, this seems like a very joyful, jolly fellow. I'd like to make friends with him. So he reached in and grabbed the fish. He'd never seen a fish before. And said, okay, my friend, come home with me and we'll play together. So he returned to his home and took the fish into his room and put the fish down on the bed, like this. But then he saw that the fish didn't seem so happy, because he was flapping around and panting in great anxiety. Then the boy was thinking, oh, what to do? Maybe he's hungry. So he went and got a nice drink, but it didn't work. So then he thought, I've got him a drink, maybe he wants something to eat. So he went and bought him something to eat. Then he thought, oh, that doesn't work. Maybe he's too cold. So he gave him a blanket, but that didn't work. Maybe he's too hot, so he was fanning him, that didn't work. Just then, his mother came into the room and saw what he was doing. And then she twisted his ear and gave him a slap. Hey, what are you doing? Go and put that fish back in the water. So then the boy, he took the fish and carried the fish back to the river. And as soon as he dropped him in the water, then he was so happy, moving here and there. So, in the same way, we have to understand our identity. Srila Sanatana Goswami inquired from Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kayami, Kenyamai Jari Tapatraya, Ihana Hijani, Kamani Hitahai. Oh my Lord, who am I? And why are the threefold miseries? The miseries coming on the platform of the body and mind, the miseries imposed upon me by other living entities, and the miseries which arise from natural disturbances. Why are these always assailing me? Why am I always assaulted by various types of miseries? If I don't know the answer to these questions, how can there be any auspiciousness in my life? So, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami, Jivara Swarupayani Krishna Nityada, that it is the constitutional position of all living entities to be the servant of Krishna. There are two substances, the material substance and the spiritual substance. Everything in this material world is a manifestation of matter, the material energy of the Lord. And all these material things, they are temporary. Whereas ourselves, the soul, we are the Atma, the Jiva, we are a spiritual substance, transcendental, eternal, part and parcel of God. But just like the fish can't be happy with any situation when he's out of his natural environment, the water, so similarly, the soul who is spiritual, when he is in the material condition in this material world, it doesn't matter. Whatever facility he has, he will always be like a fish, flapping in anxiety. Oh, help me. Always feeling some insufficiency, some deficiency, always wanting something. But whatever he tries to get, he is never satisfied. Mainly, he tries to find happiness by satisfying the senses. He has a lust to satisfy his senses. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has described, Avritam jnana me tena jnanino nityavarina kama rupena konteya dushparena analena cha. This lust to enjoying the material world, it covers our knowledge. It covers our understanding of who am I. I am a spirit soul, but by lust, that knowledge is covered over. And another feature of this lust is that it is exactly like a fire. The lust is constantly burning us. I am not satisfied. I need this. I need this. I need this. And that feeling is burning our hearts again and again. But when we actually find the objects of our enjoyment, when we actually are successful in our quest for sense gratification, then that sense gratification is actually like just like putting petrol or paraffin on the fire. If there's any fire burning, if you take a big bucket of paraffin and you throw it on the fire will go out, for sure, for 1 second, and then the next second, it will be burned with 3 times as much intensity. So in the same way, we make a plan. I am feeling so deficient. I need to satisfy so many desires. And when we are successful in satisfying those desires, then we feel satisfaction for a moment. But then those desires, they flare up even more. And in this way, we try to get money, but we want more money. We get any nice wife, but we want a nicer wife. We get a nice house, we want a better house. And on and on and on. In a very bewildered condition, lost to our real identity. So, in this way, all the jivas, they are burning. It is as if they are burning in a fire, suffering from lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and enviousness, and the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. Even if we're successful in every respect in this life, then death comes, and old age comes, and cruelly takes away everything. So there is no satisfaction on the platform, on the material platform in this world, trying to find satisfaction through sense enjoyment. So what will be the remedy? What will be the remedy to our situation? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he described to Srila Sanatana Goswami, Krishna boli sai jeev anadi upahi mokha. Atayava maya tani diya samsaradi dukha. That the cause of our suffering, the cause, the reason why Maya is inflicting so many miseries upon us is because we have forgotten Krishna. This is actually the cause of all of our suffering. So if you want to make a plan, if you want to adopt a program whereby all of our problems will be solved simultaneously, whereby all of the sufferings of this world will go away, and whereby the actual necessity of our heart, the true desire of our heart will be satisfied, both things will be fully, both requirements will be fully met simply by engaging in bhajan, by worshipping Sri Sri Radha Krishna. How is that? Because even, let us say, if you were successful in obtaining all of your sense objects, and at the same time you did not have to die, then still you would not be happy. Why? Because the soul, the true hunger and thirst of the soul is for affection. It is for love. And there is no one in this world who is so unlimitedly perfect and capable to reciprocate with us in loving dealings. No one has the power to do that. No one is actually the true object of our affection but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So whenever we place our love and affection in any object of this world, we are always disappointed. We will always be dissatisfied. But when we offer all of our love and affection and all of our service at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna Yuga, then at that time we will find that our desire to exchange love and to render service will be fully fulfilled. So by Pumsam Purodhamo, Yitogapte Aroksade, Ahoitiki Apratiyata, Yayatma Supratidati. How will the Atma become Supratidati? How will the Atma be satisfied? The conclusion is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Pungsam Paro Dharmo. The topmost occupation for all living entities is Yato Bhakti Adhoksaje. Those activities whereby the pure bhakti, pure devotion is aroused within the heart for who? Adhoksaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What are those activities? Ahoitiki Apratiyata. It means that service which is rendered constantly without any expectation in return. The unconditional, pure, unalloyed, and uninterrupted flow of affection towards the Supreme Lord is the only thing that can actually satisfy our hearts. So by chanting Harinam, and under the guidance of bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas, then we can become situated once again in our constitutional position. Not once again, Jiva was not from that place, but we can become situated in our constitutional position of loving service to the Lord. So, simultaneously, Maya will release us from the bondage of this material world, and at the same time, we will drown in the ocean of love and affection for Sri Sri Radha Krishna Yuga, simply by this process of chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, under the guidance of bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas, who will teach us how to chant Harinam according to the process prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vanta Kapatam Vishati Bhati Guru Kitana Padmigo, Vaishnavi Jyana.
On Srimad Bhagavat, we know that there was a king who was unlimited, who has unlimited birth. He has so many very beautiful and qualified so many wives. It has told in Srimad Bhagavatam more than 1 lakh of wives that there. Unlimited wealth, very powerful commander, very intelligent prime minister, so many purohits, big army, very strong big army. And he has everything what a man can. But he was not happy. What he did for this, and what became, what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, you can explain. And Chitraketu Maharaj.
Chitraketu, King Chitraketu.
Yeah.
He had everything in life, but his wives were all barren. He couldn't have a son. So one day, Angira Muni and Narada Muni came to his...
Angira.
So Angira came and he inquired...
What kind of rishi he was, Angira? What qualities he had?
He had great mystic power. He could bestow a boon and that boon would manifest. And he could
he
also...
was a very high class of Krishna devotees. So many majestic powers. He was Sarvajna. Sarvajna, you know?
He could see past, present and future.
Yes. And he was so powerful to change the time, the tide of time. He was so much powerful. Having all these qualities. But only for covering his body.
Loincloth.
Nothing. No water pot. No mosquito note. No wristwatch.
No credit card.
Nothing. If he wanted, he can travel whole world in a minute. No need of taking the help of aeroplane or anything.
He's
an apostle. He was above all. So qualified was Angira. What is meaning of Angira? No body like this. It means transcendental body. And his words were Gira. Not worldly, mountain words. If he will tell anything, it will happen at once. So, having all these qualities, Angira was self-satisfied. And he came mercifully to king. Has he any requirement to come to that king? That king will provide him?
No.
And he has come to wait? We have come here to wait something.
No.
It may be. But we want that you should not beg, we should give anything to you. You can give nothing to me. What you can give? You are what? Not satisfied in this thing. You want more. More and more. You are not satisfied by the salary you are receiving from government or any department. In any way, then how you can give me anything? What I want? So Angira was more higher than me. Not only one time, but lakhs and lakhs times. And he was realized so. So he had not come to take anything, donation from king, some rupees or anything, some cows. He can create cows, so many cows. He can create wealth. He can create anything he wants. No? So he came. And he was talking with Maharaj. What? No.
So Angira Muni came and
you can come? Yes, there is place.
So then that was speaking and he saw that the king was not happy.
There is place here?
He saw the king was not happy and he inquired from the king, why aren't you happy? You have everything. You have so many wives. You have so much wealth. You're such a powerful king and big armies. You're so young and all your wives are young. Why aren't you happy? He said, although I have so many wives, they're all barren. I don't have a son. So this is the reason for my lamentation. So he requested Angira, if I could have a son, then surely I would be happy. Like in the material world, people think, if I just get this thing, I'll be happy. If I just get 1 million, I'll be happy. And they get 1 million. If I get 2 million, then I'll be happy. If I get two wives, then I'll be more happy. But that day never comes when someone's happy. They're always cheated. It's like in the material world, people are defeated in three ways. They want something, but they just can't get it. They wanted that thing, that beautiful girl, that big building or that big job, but they couldn't get it. They're disappointed. And then they get the thing that they wanted, but then they lose it. Or they get that thing that they wanted, but they find out.
Right, yes, attentively. Don't talk.
That when they get the thing that they always desired.
What next? Oh, you have to try to listen at all. Don't talk.
Then they lose that thing. We desire to get that thing, you get it, and then you lose it. So Angira Muni, he could tell the future. So he told the king that you can't have a son, but this son will be some lamentation and also some jubilation.
No. What is that?
Some just lamentation.
You have not done any past thing that you will have it. Never you will have it. Then he told that, but you are powerful to give any son. You can give.
So he told him that if you have a son, then I will give you some lamentation. So the king thought, well, I'll have a son.
I should be speaking.
Oh, yes.
Then Angira saw that he has no son at all, because he has not done any good thing, that he will have son. So eat less and less, very beautiful girls will come in his home and he will be married even now. But king was telling repeatedly that you are so much powerful, I know, then your words will give me son. So please give me a son. He told Angira Rishi, a son cannot give you happiness and peace of mind. I know. Try to do bhajan of Krishna. Then you will give me a son. Prabhu, I will do bhajan, but first let me have a son. See, how you have no nothing that you will have some. How you can do? Or you must be. Then he thought that I should be his son, like this. Because he has no son in his life. So he told that and give him something, the remnant of Yajna, something. And give it to your dearest wife, beautiful wife, who is supreme among all. And then he carefully went away from there, that he will not do bhajan. He should be given any lesson that what is this world. So, what he did, it is not written in Bhagavatam, but he was so powerful that he can come in his Atma, by his Atma, to any other body, like more than lakh Shankaracharya was. So he went anywhere and kept his body and went in this home of his any beautiful wife named Jana. Nanna. Krishna duty. And she was pregnant now. But really that stage was there. Because by his previous activities he has no son. So he can. Only to give a lesson to him and teach him. He has told that king that I am giving you son, but the son will give you happiness and also sorrow. That both he will give. No? He thought that it might be with that time he will grow up and he will be young. He will not hear my orders and he will be guilty of it. So, no harm. If he will be young and then I will be old, then I will give up everything to him and I will go to forest and I will chant, remember, nothing to do with him. But if I have no son, then after my death, who will control all these things? Wealth, all the armies, all my wife, who will control? An Indian culture, Vedic culture, there is a thing that after death of father, his son gives him some shraddha. Shraddha means some activities is there. By doing so, his father becomes out of all suffering. If there is no son, then who will be do these activities? That he will come out of the suffering. Any man after death, he goes to Narak, hell. Why? Because we do all bad activities in this world. Very little some good activity. Because unwillingly we murder so many worms and so many things. In this world you are seeing that all are taking place, what they are doing. They are doing so many things that they must be punished and they will go to hell. So it has been taken in Indian culture, Veda, the those who will be died, accepting some rare cases, all will go to hell. So, those who takes off his father and all generations by his activity and offering some to their forefathers, they will come out of hell and they will be happy. They will go to heaven. For this idea, a son, a qualified son, obedient son, makes some offerings like, and it is called Shraddha. What in English? Perhaps no word.
Oblation.
They gave some thing.
Sacrificial oblation.
Sacrificial thing. And it is necessary. If anyone raises a question, if there is a father on the seventh floor of this building, and son is in first
floor,
can he offer there and it will reach there? So how it is said in our Indian scripture that if a son will give something and it will reach to dead father whose soul is here in there, how it can be? It can be. How? If a man is on the 11th
floor.
Story or floor and man is so down first and he is abusing of his mother, his father, how he reaches there? Understand?
Yes. How does he come to know that he is being abused?
Huh?
How does he come to understand that someone is abusing his mother and father?
He is in lower and if anyone is there and he is abusing so much regarding his mother, his sisters and so much, and he becomes furious and becomes angry and then he comes down and tries to shoot down. Why? Oh, there is something. In the Indian scriptures, it has been told that any sound is uttered by the breath of wind, it can go to the last end of the story, anywhere. And that is what nowadays
radio, television.
If there is anything like foodstuff, foodstuff will not go, but the essence of the juice of the foodstuff and the essence of that all is love and affection. And if it is given by mantra, mantra is so powerful that it will take it to anywhere, his parents are dead or any such way. Very powerful. So Shabdi in India is done and it is so helpful for the person who are suffering in this world. If a word can go here and there, everywhere in the world, why these months sound cannot go and satisfy? If anyone is so hungry and he has come, he is thirsty also, he is so poor, but if he comes to me and if I tell him very sweet words, by his sweet words he can be satisfied. If there is no sweet word and you are getting so much things, like Duryodhan gets to come Krishna, he will not say, you did not catch me. So sound is so
strong.
So strong. Agastya Rishi tried so much to satisfy king that he used to do bhajan. But he was telling that who will do my Shraddha and how I will come out of
hell
or other suffering. So I want it. Those who are unlucky, unfortunate, only they have. But in other words, he was telling Angira Rishi, oh, this is not the proper
process
to be had. Why one son, lakh son, will not make you satisfied. They will make so many problems for you. But she was so much
determined
that you should give it. Then you should. I think you should take it. But you will be also feeling happiness and also
sorrow
also. He came in the womb of his wife, Krita's beauty. And after 9 months, he came out of home, so beautiful, marvelous. And day and day he was growing so beautiful, like moon every day. From Amasya, Amasya means new moon, new moon. As daily increases, and on Purnima, on the full moon, it becomes so beautiful. So this child, this baby, was so beautiful. Now king was totally absorbed in. He used to be always with his wife and with his son. He avoided all his
other ones.
And he told the commander that he used to take care of my whole kingdom. He told his priest that he used to do sacrifices and everything. He opened his khajana,
treasure,
that everything be given to donation to Brahmins and all others. But he was not taking any